Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Father, thank you tonight for the grace you've given us to be in your presence. We look up to you tonight. Reach out to everyone in your love. Let your mighty presence deliver everyone's desire into their hands. Give each one a unique encounter tonight. Let this night be a night of inheritance indeed. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. The book in your hand is filled with stories. And inside those stories lie the mysteries. The natural man can only assess the stories. It takes the spiritual man to assess the mysteries. Anybody can relay the stories. Only those who have access to the mysteries have proofs to show. The Bible says, the way of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. The Bible also says, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. As the heavens are higher above the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, are my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55 and verse 8. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 13 and 14. A natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Everyone that is literate has access to the stories, but only them that are spiritual have access to the mysteries. In Mark chapter 4, verse 11, Jesus speaking, he said, unto you is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them that are without, all these things are done in parables. They just have the stories, they cannot assess the mysteries. But when you access the mysteries, you become a commander of signs and wonders. I'd like us to come together tonight and see this book as beyond a storybook. See this book called the Bible as containing the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, which puts you supernaturally in command of the affairs of life. It's a storybook inside which are hidden the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. And tonight we are gathered to tap into the blessedness of one of those mysteries. It may not make common sense, it may not make scientific sense, but it does make supernatural sense. There was a man filled with leprosy. They called his name Naaman. a captain in the Syrian army. He was a great man, but he was a leper. And then he was face to face with the prophet via his housemaid. And the prophet said, get down to Jordan and dip yourself in there 7 times and you'll be clean. He said, you think I've not been having my bath? That's not the problem I came for. I say, I'm talking about leprosy. I've visited every specialist you can imagine. I have a swimming pool in my house. Then I should go now to Jordan, dirty river, and dip myself in there. I'm talking a serious matter. I'm not joking. As serious as his leprosy was, simple obedience to a spiritual command brought an end to his struggles. Somebody's struggle is coming to an end here tonight. That physical leprosy that makes men stay clear of you when you are coming. That leprosy, that spiritual leprosy. That makes you a misfit in God's presence time and again. He stayed on long. You have put in a lot of effort. But tonight, simple obedience of faith will clean it thoroughly and finally. Naaman returned home leprosy free. Somebody's returning home tonight leprosy free. Leprosy connotes shame, reproach. Every form of reproach that is stuck itself to you, in every form, in one way or another, in your business, in your career, in your family. The things that make men close their nose when they are passing by you. And use you as parables of misfortune. That spell is gone off you here tonight. Jesus was at Cana of Galilee and Mary was there at a wedding and they had no wine. Shame was staring them in the face. And Mary said to them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. It may not make sense. It may be contrary to common sense. It may be contrary to intellectual sense. It may be contrary to scientific sense. But whatever he tells you to do, what? The church inside where you are sitting is not compatible with common sense. Can't come inside the bush and expect people to be coming from Lekki to come and down here and worship. What kind of magic is that? But whatever he tells you to do, do it. Just like moving our church here didn't make any intellectual or scientific sense. But because it's commanded. Now, and this is commanded, not even written. It's commanded, not written. And the Bible calls every written word the more sure word of prophecy. Come and say more sure. That is, there is no prophecy under heaven that will compare in validity with what is written. Yeah, this came as a rhema and against all common sense and ethics, we decided to obey him and see what God has done. By your obedience of faith tonight, whatever God says, this mystery delivers. It shall be placed practically on your laps. He said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. Let's read now from John chapter 13. And verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father has given all things into his hand and that he was come from God and went back to God, He rises up from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and, you know, girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. That's either a drama, a magic, or there is something he's talking about. It's not just washing their feet, he was wiping it with his towel. They were no visitors. He wasn't trying to ensure that his carpet is kept neat. Then cometh he to Simon, and bless God for Simon. Simon Peter. And Peter said unto him, Lord, what is this? Am I saying double? Dost thou wash my feet? Verse 7, Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. I'm doing something that will leave proofs. Something that will make you a living proof of my mission on earth. I'm doing something now that we know the reason for it hereafter. And Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, and what did he say? If I wash thee not, what happens? Thou hast no part with me. Peter, I'm not having fun. I'm not entertaining you. You are face to face with a mystery here. I'm distributing my parts, your part in me to you. I'm parting my inheritance to you. I'm dividing your portion of the inheritance to you. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. And Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, I never knew. I'm face to face with a mystery. Not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Peter caught the seriousness of the matter from the response of Christ. This is not an illustration on humility. That will amount to a very bad methodology. You can't teach humility with that kind of effort. Wash one person, then we know you are illustrated. But he began to wash the disciples' feet one by one. What kind of teaching is that? He talked about heaven, there was no illustration. And now to teach a lesson on humility, then you now carry a bucket and you start washing everybody on faith arm. And he said, what's happening? He said, I'm illustrating humility. That would be close to madness. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part. That means there is something you are taking as I'm washing you. Not thou knowest, thou understandest not humility. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part. I'm distributing parts through this mystery to you. I'm distributing parts of me that is required in your life to you now. And after Jesus left, they took knowledge of them that they had been with Christ. After this service, everyone we know, you are a representative of Christ. Yeah. Sickness, we know you are a representative of Christ. Yeah. Occultic forces, we reckon with you that you are a representative of Christ. Yeah. Circumstances, we recognize you as a representative of Christ. Yeah. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. So feet washing is a mystery through which our redemptive parts are released. whatever Jesus died for. He designed the mystery of it washing as a medium through which these parts are distributed to us according to our desires. What did he die for? We all know he died for our sins. Am I correct? So by his death, sin legally has no more dominion over us. That means every deadly habit that is taunting any man's destiny, if you desire true and total final deliverance tonight, it shall be so according to your desire. He died for our sins. He is our righteousness. The only way we can become righteous is to tap into what he has done for us on the cross. It is impossible for a man under arrest to bail himself. It has to be the free to bail the captive. His name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And when he got his job done, they say it is finished. That means the deed has been accomplished. His people can now be free. So every entanglement of hell that is tarnishing anyone's Christian testimony, by the mercy of this feet washing tonight, as you desire liberty, it shall be so in the name of Jesus. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. What part do we have in him? I read here from Revelation chapter 5, from verse 12. The Bible says, Jesus died to receive the fallen for us. And saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive what? What did he die to receive? What was he slain to receive? To receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. He was slain to receive these virtues. Not for himself, for us. Even though he was rich, yet for your sake and my sake, he became poor that we might be made rich. Power. As many as believed him, he gave them power to become the sons of God. Power over sin. Power over satanic assaults. I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. Luke 10:19. Now, that means that power is to make you live a hurt-free life, and nothing shall by enemies hurt you. So when things are hurting you and you tap into your inheritance, your victory is established. Tonight, whatever has been put in place to hurt your destiny, as your feet is washed, the table is turned against your enemy. Every pit dug for your feet by your enemy, just like Haman dug the pit and the gallows for Mordecai, and he had to hang himself in it. Every pit that is dug for your feet, the digger of that pit will fall into it. He was slain to receive power. And the essence of that power is to make you and me walk upon serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by enemies hurt us. So every spell that's been cast on any man's destiny to hurt him, to bring him down, such spells are lifted here and cleaned off your life in the name of Jesus. He died to receive power. And the Bible says, through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto you. So this is a night of supernatural victory for you. If there is any war you have been fighting that appears impossible, just say, Jesus, I tap into my inheritance of power through the mystery of it washing tonight. Amen. I tap into my inheritance of power through the mystery of it washing tonight. Power that guarantees supernatural victory over all things that hurt. Spells, enchantments, satanic assaults and traps, and you walk free from it. Can I hear your amen? He died to receive power. He was slain to receive for us power, to receive for us riches. He died to receive for us riches. You know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, even though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich. And you remember, this is our year of supernatural harvest. So you are going to walk into financial fortune this year. I said, by the mystery of this feet washing, God will open to you a door that shall never be shut night nor day. Lord, I tap into my heritage of supernatural riches tonight. I refuse to be poor. That's not my Lord. That's not my portion. My portion with you is abundance. Is somebody hearing what I'm talking about? He died, he was slain to receive for us riches. And you are walking into that financial fortune tonight. And the Bible said he died to receive for us wisdom. What is it? What is it? What is it? So as your feet is washed tonight, expect an encounter with divine wisdom. There is nothing that compares with divine wisdom in the affairs of life. Jesus had the correct answer to every question. It was too much for them. At the time, the Bible said, and they asked him no more questions. There was nowhere to go. There was no way to go forward for them. He leveled them out. This year, God will turn every one of us into an amazement to our world. Yeah. All the students and various people are learning various skills. This is going to be your year of unusual lifting. Yeah. The wisdom of God that distinguished Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a land of captivity, that same wisdom will be infused into your life tonight. Yeah. He was slain to receive for us wisdom and strength. Strength. No more living like a vegetable. Strength. Not down today and up tomorrow. Supernatural strength. He said, as your days, so shall your strength be. So this night is marking the end of every form of weaknesses in your body. In the name of Jesus Christ. And he was slain to receive for us honor. Come and say honor. That means shame is not part of his agenda for your life. I said shame is not part of God's agenda for your life. I said shame is not part of God's agenda for your life. So whatever represents shame, tonight as you dip your feet in the water, just see it washed away from you. You are not returning with any trace of shame on your life tonight in the name of Jesus. And the word of God says, he received for us honor and glory. And then he said, and blessing. Do you know what that blessing connotes? Who can curse whom God has blessed? The blessing of God makes you uncursable. That means with that blessing on your life, forget about the enemy. He said, I'm going to bless you. And I will bless whosoever blesses you and curse whosoever curses you. So God is saying, I'm setting a seal on your forehead, and that from henceforth, no man shall lift up his mouth against you and not pay for it. Yeah. And the blessings of God maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. That means this year shall be absolutely regret-free for you. That means no one will come to your door to say sorry to you this year. Because he was slain to receive for us what? Blessings. And the blessings of the Lord, it maketh rich and he adds no sorrow to it. Proverbs 10:22. It maketh rich and he adds no sorrow to it. Who can curse whom God has blessed? This is going to be your strangest year. Yeah. In closing, I'll read from Galatians chapter 5 and verses 22 and 23. Galatians 5. The mystery of redemption is the resurrection of your dead spirit and my dead spirit. Redemption actually means rescuing you and me from the dungeon of death. You know, when man fell, the Bible says, the day you eat thereof, you shall surely what? Die. So when Adam ate that forbidden fruit, either he surely died or God lied. But God cannot lie. So Adam surely died according to the word of God. And what was it that died in him? His spirit man. He was still walking around in the garden. He still had some little brain. He was still making clothes for a covering. I mean, leaves for a covering. He still knew the meaning of fear. Please protect me from these animals. But what was it that died in him? His spirit man. And Jesus came to bring it back to life. And so, you are now, one more time, a living soul. Now, and that living soul has its proofs. And we call those proofs the fruits of the Spirit. What do we call them? The fruits of the Spirit. And the fruits of the Spirit are the following. I'm trying to show you your inheritance, because tonight is marking a major, major step forward in your own Christian testimony. Verse 22, Galatians chapter 5. And verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such what? There is no law. Against such there is no law. So you regenerate the Spirit has the following characteristics that Christ deposited into that spirit. And this include love. And you know, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard the things that God has prepared for them that love him. That means what will happen in your life this year. Eyes have never seen it. Ears have never heard it. It has not entered into the heart of any man. What God has prepared for them that love him. So when your spirit man came back to life, it was infused with the love of God. And not only that, joy. Come and say joy. joy is a vital, fundamental requirement in harvest. The Bible said, and they rejoice as with the joy of harvest. Joy is always associated with harvest. In fact, when there is no joy, harvest is not in view. The Bible says in Joel chapter 1, verses 11 and 12, Joel, the book of Joel, he said, all the harvest of the field is withered because joy is withered away from the children of men. So when joy is gone, harvest is wasted. By the mystery of the feet washing tonight, you will never suffer any emotional breakdown all through this year. This is important. That is, lack of joy will destroy any man's harvest. And we're in our harvest season. And joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. One of the reasons for which Christ was slain. Lord, I step into joy unspeakable, full of glory, as my feet is dipped in water tonight. Joy unspeakable that is full of glory. Joy that cannot be defined. The source becomes difficult to define. The world is wondering what exactly is turning him on. Things seem to be hard that way for him, but he's always on top. And eventually you find him where? On top. They will find you on top this year. I'd like you to believe God that every root of sorrow will be destroyed in your life. That as your feet is dipped inside this water, every root of sorrow will be permanently destroyed in your life. I'd like you to believe God for that, because every harvest is wasted when joy is withered. Every harvest is wasted when joy is withered. And may I say this? Most of us have been working against ourselves without knowing. It's not enough to sow your seed of time, of energy, of resources. It's important for us to line up with the truth, to align our life with the word of God. Otherwise, nothing happens. When joy withers, harvest is wasted. When joy withers in the life of a man, harvest is wasted. That's what the word says. That's what the word of God says. He said, the vine is dried up, verse 12, Joel chapter 1, verse 12, and the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree, and the apple tree, even all the trees of the field are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Verse 11, there said, be ye ashamed, O ye husbandmen, O ye vine dressers. How, O ye vine dressers? For the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is wasted. Why? Because joy is withered away from the children of men. Stop faking it. Start living it. It's not enough to just shout yay in church and wave hands in church and get back to your room and knock up at one corner and say, God, are you still sure you are there? Am I really very, very sure that you are there? And then somebody knocks on your door. Oh, praise the Lord, you are blessed. God is almighty. And God said, how long are you going to keep faking this? From tonight, no one will fake joy again. This year is so crucial. So don't let the enemy rob you of your harvest. He knows that when your joy withers, your harvest is wasted. He knows that. He's very old in the business. He's been here before any of us came. But it won't get you this year. All through this year, whatever harvest you have wasted before, this shall be a year of restoration for you. This shall be a year of restoration for you. This shall be a year of double restoration for you. He was slain to restore to us love, to restore to us joy, to restore to us peace, and peace is the environment that guarantees divine intervention. Be still, and you will know that I'm God. The Lord will fight for you, and you will hold your peace. So, peace is what creates a conducive environment for God to intervene in your affairs. I stop at that point. It's wonderful to know this is a night of inheritance. God is dividing our inheritance in Him to us. And whatever you consider essential in your life that Christ died for, now you can get up and begin to take it. We are not having fun here. We are partaking of an eternal mystery. It's one of the fundamental mysteries of Christ through which He divides our inheritance to us. Lift up your two hands, and then whatever you consider missing out of your inheritance, begin to call it back now. Begin to call it back. 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 I want to step into a dimension of wisdom tonight. Another dimension of strength. Another dimension of glory, of honor, of blessings. Now step into another dimension of power. Take your inheritance. 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 Declare total victory against all forms of depression, sorrow of heart, hatred and bitterness in the soul. Declare total victory. Declare total victory over every form of weakness, physical, mental, spiritual breakdowns. As your feet is washed, walk into power. Walk into power. Walk into power. Walk into power. You must take something from here tonight. You must take something from here tonight. You must take something from here tonight. You must take back home your missing inheritance tonight. You must take back home your missing inheritance tonight. You must take back home your missing inheritance tonight. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Just finally, whatever does not look like Christ in you must go tonight. There is no sickness in Him. And the Bible said, by whose stripes you are. He Himself took our infirmity and bore our diseases. So every terminal disease will be terminated here tonight. He's not blind, he's not deaf, he's not crippled, he's not lame, he's not dumb. Whatever does not look like Christ in you, it must go tonight. Just like Pharaoh and his army were flooded in the Red Sea. And he said, this great army you see today, you see them no more, again, forever. So I'd like you to say to yourself and before the Lord, God, whatever does not look like Christ in me tonight must go inside this water. It must be flooded away by this mystery water. Whatever does not look like Christ in character, in result, in effect, whatever does not look like Christ must be flooded by this water tonight. I see them no more, again, forever. I see them no more, again, forever. Whatever does not look like Christ that is afflicting my body, buffeting my body, I see them no more, again, forever. I see them no more, again, forever. I see them no more, again, forever. Whatever does not look like Christ in words, in actions, in results, in effect, in proofs, whatever does not look like Christ, I see them no more, again, forever. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name. Jesus, knowing that the Father has given all things into his hand, he said, look, I mustn't carry them to heaven. I don't need them there. They need them here. I'm going to divide it for them. So he began to wash it into their lives. So whatever he came to die for, after he completed his mission, he said, I'm not taking it back there. They need it here. I'm giving it out to them. I'm giving it out to them. So as your feet is washed, you are packaging your inheritance. 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 No one here returns with any trace of shame in his life. This is the best year of your life ever. By tonight's encounter, your testimonies will never end. Whatever is contrary to Christ in anyone's life, as your feet is washed tonight, it is flushed out of your life. Whatever does not look like Christ in your life, as your feet is dipped into water, it is turned for you for a testimony. In the name of Jesus, everything Christ died for, tonight is a night for you to partake of your inheritance and go home with it in the name of Jesus. No one is returning with a bot on his life tonight. Every spell and enchantment against anyone is flooded inside this water tonight. Every sickness, every plague, every attack of the enemy is flooded in this water tonight. Every leprosy, like that of Naaman, is wiped off here tonight. Whatever tarnishes your Christian testimony is turned to you for a testimony tonight. Lord, thank you because it is done. I release to you power by the Spirit of God, wisdom, glory, honor, strength, blessings, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. You are returning this coming Sunday with a testimony in your hand.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, PMB 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria, or call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548, or send your testimony through email bishop@winnerscananland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Otta, on Thursdays 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., on Sundays 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
Hallelujah. Lift up those two hands. Whatever was an expectation in your heart for attending this service of mysteries, you are returning home with it as a manifestation. Everything you stood for that is part of your inheritance in Christ, it has become a testimony in your life today. Therefore, go in peace. And I decree that every step of your journey shall be a testimony. No trace of shame returns home with you from this service. Every misfortune has become a thing of the past in your life. Wherever the sole of this your feet shall tread upon from this day, it shall be yours for a possession. Every harassment of the enemy against your destiny has come to a final end tonight. Every form of plague and affliction, every disease and ailment, every pain and ache, because it is part of your heritage in Christ, it is gone today, never to return again. Divine health becomes your lot all through your journey this year. In the name of Jesus, supernatural wisdom becomes your portion in your pursuit from today. You shall never be stranded again in your journey. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' precious name.
Bishop David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, PMB 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria, or call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548, or send your testimony through email bishop@winnerscananland.org. And best of all, come hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, Otta, on Thursdays 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., on Sundays 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.